Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on a glorious Sunday morning. There are times when I arrive a little early and it still might be dark out, but almost everybody that came to the 8 o'clock service commented about the morning sunrise. So we know that the days are getting a little bit longer and the brightness is coming a little bit earlier. So the promise of spring, even though it's a little frigid, is still coming. So welcome to you all as we worship the Lord this morning. The search committee continues to ask for your prayers as they continue to pursue the will of the Lord. We did have a second interview, and it's worked out that we have lined up an in-person interview for this Thursday evening. We will actually start seeing the candidate around 4:30 Thursday afternoon, show them a little bit about the church, and then we'll have dinner at 6, and then we'll go into 1 or 2 or 3 hours of in-person conversation. And then we will finish up with a candidate on Friday morning talking about some other things. And then the search committee will discern, and that candidate will discern. We'll get the consistory involved, and then we'll be able to share the next step. So please be praying for the search committee and the candidate for this Thursday and Friday. Please pay attention to the announcements in your bulletin, specifically on page 5, where the gift gals are looking for greeting cards, and also the choir concert that will happen at Central Mennonite on March 3rd. And we have someone here for a special announcement. It's Bruce Woolley. I have no clue what he's going to talk about. What was that? I can't remember.
I have to read it.
Okay.
Good morning. It's that time of year again when I come up here and tell you about Man Camp. Invite all the guys to go with me to Man Camp. So we are going on March 25th through the 27th. The speaker for the weekend is Nate Hamlin. He's a local guy, or was originally from the area. We've heard him before. He's an excellent speaker, and it's both funny and engaging. He's just a great guy. So, guys, this is a retreat, a getaway. There are many great fun activities to do, but even better is the biblical focus to grow in your relationship with Christ. And it's a great chance to unwind and take a breather from the busyness of life and enjoy some downtime with some friends. Also, you will not go hungry. There are plenty of incredible meals and lots of bacon. I cannot mention Man Camp without mentioning bacon. So there's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board in the hallway. So men, please prayerfully consider joining us for what could be your manliest weekend of the year.
As the praise team is coming forward, our opening prelude is called Whatever May Come. And we ask you again, if you feel led to sing with us, you're more than welcome. If you want to sit and reflect and listen, you can do that as well. Psalm 145:18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, whatever may come."
May fall, your love overcomes.
Opening scripture this morning is the 23rd Psalm, found on page 544 in your pew Bibles. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Lord, into your most holy presence we now come. Calm our anxious spirits. Remove the distractions that would keep us from you here today. Break down the walls of separation that we have built to keep you from our hardened hearts. Lead us in joy and celebration of the only reality worth knowing, that you love us as we are, this day and every day. Amen.
Sheep like to stray, and the job of the shepherd is to bring us back to the fold. I picture a lamb around the shoulders of Christ, and he's bringing us back home. The Lord is that shepherd. He leads us, he guides us, he provides for us. We just need to trust him, to follow him, and to live in righteousness. Will you please stand? We will be singing. Our first song is called Shoulders.
Thank you.
In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you." So in order to give all those things over to God, we must give him control. Please join us in control, Somehow You Want Me.
This morning, I will be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, which can be found on page 1028 of your Pew Bible. Luke 10, 38 through 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. This is God's holy word.
I invite children to come forward for a children's message. No little girls? Oh, we're going to be in trouble. Hi, guys. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something, but I don't want you to really do it. I'm going to suggest you could do something, but I don't want you to really do it. I don't want you to do it today, and I don't want you to do it on Wednesday when you might come back for Logos, okay? But we're going to talk about something called balance. Balance. So, for instance, I would like you, but you're not going to really do this, but I would like you, if you were able, to climb up onto this pew and to step from pew to pew to pew. And if you could do that, you would have great balance. But you're not going to really do that. I thought about closing the gate back there and having you climb up on the railing and see if you could walk from one end to the other. And if you could do that, means you have good balance. But we're never going to do that. Lastly, I thought maybe I could put one of you way up here and have you stand on one foot only. And if you didn't fall off into my arms, you would have good balance. But you're never going to do that. But you're never going to do that. Balance. I thought of an easier way to describe balance. I have a little paper clip. I've unfolded it a little bit, and I'm going to balance this on the end of my finger. This is much safer to do here or at home, okay? So I'm going to balance it on the end of my finger, and it didn't work. This paper clip does not have very good balance. Huh. It doesn't have any balance. It's out of balance. But I'm going to put it back into balance. I have these little cord wraps that I'm going to put onto this paper clip.
And we can't jump all the way to that.
You got it. You cannot do that. Okay? But I've put this on here to put it in balance. Then I'm going to hang the paper clip off my finger, and it's going to stay there because now it's in balance. Okay? We don't have time to let you all try that, but it's very simple. You can use this with a paper clip at home. You can use it with a belt. Just put some weight on there and see how it balances off the tip of your finger.
Don't fly.
Don't fly, don't climb, don't fly. You got it. Okay? Now, to be in balance as Christians, we need something in our life, and that's called faith. You got that. Yeah, how do you do that? I bet you have really great balance if you can bend your leg like that. You're good. But we're talking about what we have is faith, okay? We have faith in Jesus Christ that he's going to keep us in balance.
Look at this.
That looks very good. Very good. It looks like it's painful, but it looked good. In our Bible, we're reading a very familiar story to many people about Mary and Martha. And Martha wanted to get a meal ready and take care of Jesus. Mary just wanted to sit at the feet of Jesus. Martha got a little upset because Mary wasn't helping her. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the sermon. But one of the lessons we learn from this story is to be in balance. What does that mean? It means when we work, we also have to rest. We can't do all work without resting, okay? We can't rest all the time. We also have to work. Now, some of you have had a 4-day weekend. Have you liked that? You're going to enjoy one more day off. Well, you can't have every day off of school, although some of you may want to do that. You also have to go to school so you can learn. That's what it means to be in balance, okay? Well, we worship. That looks good. We worship, but we also serve. Mary was worshiping at the feet of Jesus. Martha was serving. It takes both. We have to be in balance. See, when Dad walked closer, you sat down a little bit more. That's what it means to be in balance. Well, let's pray first, okay? Let's pray first. God, we thank you for the lesson of Martha and Mary to do both, to worship and to serve, to work and to rest, to be in balance. Lord, I pray your blessing upon these boys. In Christ we pray, amen. Okay, I want you to go back to your seat with those nice new shoes. There you go. Almost. Whew, made it. I will be locking the sanctuary on Wednesday nights. Just know. I have full confidence that, you know, it's been done before. Oh. But not by me. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord, as we come before you this day, we thank you for the livelihood of children. We thank you for their energy. We thank you for their participation. We thank you for constant motion. We also thank you for times when they listen and they learn. Lord, we pray that they would learn this lesson of balance, to worship and to serve, to work and to rest, that in faith we are called to be in balance with Jesus Christ. And as we have sung in some of those new songs, Lord, that our balance in life depends upon you. Lord, we can want all we want, but without your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior, we're out of balance and things don't always go well. And they strike us and they hit us hard. So, Lord, I like that imagery of Jesus carrying the sheep on his shoulders, and we thank you for those times when you carry us. We also thank you for those times when you've equipped us and you've given us strong balance when we can help carry others. Lord, this day as a congregation, we continue to pray for your presence. We continue to pray for your will. We continue to pray that our congregation, collectively and individually, would walk in balance with your holy word. That we would be led by your truth, and that we would keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. Lord, in confirmation this morning, we looked a little bit at King Josiah, and he neither turned to the left nor turned to the right, but he kept his eyes on you. Lord, that may that be an example, not only for the confirmands, but for each one of us, that we will remain focused on Jesus Christ to keep balance in our earthly lives. Lord, we pray for your blessing upon not just the search committee, but upon the candidate, that in our initial explorations there is a great hope and promise. Lord, we pray for that time of being in person together on Thursday and Friday. We pray for discernment upon both. We pray for wisdom. We pray for your revelation, that your will would be accomplished. And Lord, as the congregation goes through this time of prayer and in this time of hope, we know that we can place our trust in you and all things will work out for your good. We pray that for the committee. We pray that for the candidate. Lord, as a congregation, we lift up to you some concerns of our congregation, people and families. Lord, we pray for Scott Reeb, and it was good to see him in worship this morning and getting around. And as he goes back to work on Wednesday, we pray for his stamina and for his strength. Lord, we continue to pray for Nancy Leitner as she has moved closer to her family there in the Columbus area. And we pray that your spirit continues to guide and touch her as she settles in. Lord, we pray for Tracy Warren and for his wife, Sadi, as he has gone through the surgery and goes through recovery and waits for that surgery on the other foot in the near future. We continue to pray for Leah and the Nafsinger family. Lord, we pray for Jody Belts, who continues to go through recovery and now will have another procedure on her hand. And Lord, we just pray that in the burden of this time, she would continue to know your peace. We pray for the family of Michael Hartman, Lord, as they continue to grieve and mourn his loss. We pray for your sustaining promise to be upon them. Lord, we pray for little Evie Walker, who has tested positive, and Lord, is not feeling well. We pray that her case would be mild, and we thank you that her parents are there to care for her, and Lord, we just give her into your care. Lord, we pray for each one gathered here. We pray for each one connected with St. John's, that they would know your peace, your strength, your love, and your grace. Unite us together, O Lord, in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.